Thank you for holding. Is this Bill?
Yeah.
Hi, Bill. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good, good, good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy day so far, so that's a good thing. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Giselle. She asked me to jump on the line to go over pricing with you, but did you have any questions about the Google listing aside from just the cost?
My main precaution is based on the cost, but yeah, I guess I have another question. So like in terms of my listing on Google, are you guys able to guarantee me that I'd be like in the top 3 listings in the area?
We can't guarantee you a certain spot. No.
Okay.
No. Yeah, I wouldn't. Anybody that guarantees you a certain spot is just lying to you, because that's not even how the search engine works. It creates a group of top recommended options, and then based on the location of the end user, it's going to recommend not just the best business for them based on the keyword search, but also the closest, exactly. So it's not one of those.
Yeah, so like in my particular area, like, where would you think out? And also, one question, can I, like, be listed in multiple areas, or does it have to be one area?
You could be listed in multiple areas. What we do is we are Google partners, so we bundle the packages. They have a Google ad incorporated with it. So obviously, you have that local listing called Google Places that we're originally calling about. That's going to cover about a 20-mile radius. Anything outside of that you want to hit will be using your Google ad to target. So you'll still be there on the first page. You'll just show up as one of the guys at the top with a tab that says AD next to it.
Oh, okay. Got you. So like instead of being on Google, like organically, it would be as one of the paid advertisements.
Right, because the organic listings, SEO is the organic listings. Google Places is like a step above the organic. But yeah, I mean, Google Places and the organic listings only cover a certain radius. So if you wanted to cover things outside of that, we're not going to say, hey, we can't get you there, because we can. It's just we have to use the Google ad in order to do that.
So the only way I could be in listings at other locations would be through the paid advertisement.
Yeah, if you're covering a 50-mile radius, the only way we're going to be able to ensure that you're being seen on the first page of the search results for everybody within that radius from your address would be to bundle it with the ad. You'd have to have a platinum package. There's no way to get organically listed a 50-mile radius. It's just not realistic.
But you can do it. But
what was that? I'm sorry?
But you can do it for 25, right?
25. Yeah, you could do an organic placement for 25 miles. It's just a cheaper package, obviously, if you're doing organic versus if you're doing a platinum package with the AdWords bundled with it. You don't want to do pay-per-click, you were saying?
I mean, for now, I want to try the organic route, and I just want to kind of do it step-by-step. You know, I don't want to, like, do too much at once.
Right. Well, I mean, we want to cover all your bases, too. You know, the more ground you cover, the more opportunities you're going to have each month, and that's going to dictate, you know, whether you continue to use us, especially with it being a month-to-month service. So what I was actually thinking we could do is I could put you on the platinum package, but we could do it for the organic pricing structure. So that way, you know, pocket-wise, monthly, it's only going to feel like you're paying for organic listing. But, you know, we'll still bundle the ad and get your .com website up and running. Obviously, you could evaluate the return, and if you want to continue to use it, you can continue to use it at that rate. Everything would be set at a flat rate. There's not going to be any like incurred lead, click, or call fees through our services, even though we're doing a paid ad. As a Google partner, we incur the click cost. So, you know, you'll know what you're spending each month in order to generate a consistent flow of leads. You won't have any like surprise payments popping up on you.
Okay, so the payments in general will be fixed regardless of the amount of clicks that goes through.
Exactly. It's not like if you called Google to sign up for the ads on your own and run the ads on your own. That's a different system. They kind of have you manage it, and then you end up not knowing what you're spending on clicks. Sometimes you don't even show up if you don't even meet the quality score requirements. So, you know, you definitely want to have that maintained by a certified technician.
Yeah. It's definitely something I won't mind looking into. So, yeah, so based on the price, like, go ahead and let me know, like, explain that to me.
Yeah, so I sent you a link in your text messages, so that way you can see it if you want to pull it up.
Okay, yeah, okay. Give me a second, let me check.
Yep, take your time.
Okay, so it's $600 a month.
Well, $599 for the platinum bundle normally. What I would do, if you're willing to come on board with us today, is we'll do it on a month-to-month basis, but I'll put you on the platinum package for $299, and then I could also put in a request to have the setup fee waived, since you're already doing like the Home Advisor by Angie's program. I want to try to get the pricing as low as possible so I can get your foot in the door. I'm pretty confident you could pair this to what they're doing over there, that you'll prefer the first page placement on Google, end up working together long term.
Okay, so you said you try to like optimize the amount of money I'd be spending on Home Advisor too?
No. So Home Advisor and Angie's List are owned by the same company. They have an account running a Google ad all over the United States. It's about $6 million per month. So the leads that you'd be getting from Home Advisor or Angie's are actually people who start out doing a search on Google, and then they get turned into a lead, and then they get resold to you and a couple other guys in the area, obviously for more money than what it's costing them to attain it. So that's their whole business model. That's how they make money. They buy lead for $5 off Google, sell it to you for $25, four other guys for $25. They get their $125. They tell you good luck. Pay per lead, not pay per job, right? So they just charge you right when they send you the lead. So what I'm saying is that I want to be able to get you listed independently with the spot that we have available. So I'm dropping the price because I'm confident that, hey, when you see the difference between having people call you directly and not paying for each individual lead or dealing with saturated leads, that you'll actually prefer this as a long-term solution. So we won't become profitable on an account like this right away. But if things work how I think they're going to work on a month-to-month basis, then we'll end up becoming profitable over time because you'll be using this as your long-term solution. So part of the reason
I'm willing to... Hey, give me like 1 minute.
Sure.
Give me like 1 minute. I just got to answer this call real quick.
Yeah,
I'll get back to you in a second.
Yep.
Okay. Hello? Hi. Okay, yeah, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still with you, Bill.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I was just saying, though, it's an investment. So the idea here is that I'll get your pricing down as low as I can to get your foot in the door, taking into consideration the fact that you're using the Home Advisor by Angie's program already. So I'm doing that because I feel that once you compare this to that you'll end up using us as your long-term marketing solution.
Oh, okay, because you already see that. I mean, Home Advisor, so you feel like by the time I see the difference working with you guys that I'd be more likely to be a consistent customer.
Exactly. And it won't take you longer than a month to see the difference. It does come with a tracking system, so you could actually track all the clients that we're bringing in.
Okay. And so how quickly do you think I'll start seeing customers, like actually getting customers once I start the program with you guys, like on an average basis, like how long do you think it'll take before I start gaining new customers?
Yeah, as a Google partner, we have guidelines that we have to follow. So there's certain things I can say and certain things I can't say. I can't guarantee you like a certain amount of clients But what I can say is it usually takes about 7 to 10 days on average in order for clients to get placed on the first page in the ad section, because we have to wait for a PIN verification letter. Have you ever heard of that before?
No.
Okay, so the PIN verification letter is something that we request through the back end of your Google Business page online. And they basically just send a postcard-sized envelope from California to your address there on the Sharon Brook Drive. So usually to cover that kind of distance, it takes about 3 to 5 days, but we want to quote you 7 to 10, just in case there's any hiccups there. Try to like under-promise and over-deliver.
Yeah.
So once we have that PIN though, we can go live with your account. We can actually post you. You'll be verified. As a business,
so
it takes, obviously the background screening too.
Yeah. So basically, you're saying it takes like 10 days before like my profile would even be visible.
Right. Yeah. Because we're waiting for that PIN verification. So obviously, month two is going to be more profitable than month one, but I'm pretty confident you'll still be able to see a good return on investment, enough to continue to use the service each month. You know, you'll easily offset every penny because of the kind of work that you do. I mean, how many clients am I going to have to bring you in order to offset $299?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, but yeah, realistically, there is a setup period there. So it's not like we'll flip the switch, we'll have you up there today. Nobody would be able to do that. Yeah. You have to be PIN verified. It's just a requirement. Anybody that's on the first page of Google has to have gone through the PIN verification process.
And you guys, for that price, you guys would also make my website and everything?
Correct. So we'll purchase the domain for you. We'll do all the content development, and the hosting is included as well. So any changes or revisions you want to make to the site while you're using our services are all included in that package and pricing structure.
Okay. And also on that, it sounds pretty decent.
Yeah, I'm really confident. I mean, I've been doing this 10 years, and basically any guy that I've come across that's using the marketing strategies that you're using now, they love it. You know, they almost always turn out to be a long-term client of mine, especially when you're coming from that kind of scenario. You're basically already getting your leads from Google. It's just they're very saturated, and you're getting way overcharged for them. So I think once you see the difference and you have the customers call you directly, it would be a nice change of pace for you. And then also for your business, you know, there's a lot of long-term positive branding effects that happen with people consistently seeing your name, and you start developing your Google reviews, and your website up and running with work you've done in the past. Those are all huge benefits.
So two questions I want to ask you. So do you guys take care of the process of getting the reviews from the customers, or is that something I'd have to do myself?
There's a tab in your tracking system where, you know, it'll track the clients if they call you from the mobile devices, like the iPhones, Androids, and tablets. And if you go in there, you can actually verify that it's a customer, and it'll send them a text message asking about their experience and to write a Google review for you. So we do help you in requesting those reviews, but, you know, the customer still has to be willing to fill out the form and submit it. And then if there's any negative reviews written, we do have review monitoring in place. So we do give you an opportunity to dispute or help you correct those reviews before they're actually published. We don't want to damage your reputation. We want to keep the clients coming in at the end of the day. That's what's going to keep you using our services too. So kind of in there together.
And you mentioned like something about a PIN verification or whatever. So like you said they'll send a mail to my address?
Yes. Yeah, they'll send a postcard. It's like a postcard-sized envelope, say Google on it, have your business name as well, and then there's a little five-digit number on the back. So when you receive it, we get that five-digit number from you. That's how they verify your location, and you get that little red dot on the map there, and then we can go ahead and go live with your account.
So now, one thing on that, that's my home address, so I don't really, that's just one thing that will probably, like, I'd have to take care of before really moving forward, because I don't want to have my home address at, you know, in the web, at Google.
Yeah, it's not.
Because then they can know where I live, you know what I'm saying?
It's not uncommon, Bill. Google actually tells us that if the address is a residence, to hide it. So we can hide the street address. So your listing will say Bill's Painting, Charlotte, NC 28210. It won't actually show the street address there. We just have to send the postcard there. We'll hide it. We'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions.
Right. And I can also change the address at any time?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a 24/7 customer service department available to you. So anytime you want to make modifications or revisions like that, it's just a phone call.
Okay. And then, like you mentioned, you said the price for everything would be at fixed at $300 a month, is what you said, at $300?
Yeah, correct. So the offer today would be $299 for the Platinum package, and I would waive your setup fee. So it'll come across, and your invoice is exactly $299.
So that price, would that be like, that's a consistent fee that I'd be paying, or would that change later?
Correct. No, that wouldn't go up or change. So as long as you're with us, you'll actually keep that pricing structure. We're talking about saving you $300 every month, not just the first month.
Okay. So one thing I'll ask from you guys, is it possible that you can call me, I'll say, next week, and then I can set it up? Because now might not be a good time for me. But if you call me next week, I think I should be at a good position to go ahead and follow through with everything.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. The Google listings are exclusive. We can't sign people up whenever we want. As a Google partner, they only allow us to work with one guy per industry, per area. So that way there's not a conflict of interest. They don't want us to have two painters in the same area, and we're trying to get each of them as many jobs as possible, you know. So when a spot opens up, they give us the qualified candidates list. We don't even pick who qualifies. Like, you've gone through background screening and things like that, and they've looked into you before they put you on our list to be contacted about the listing.
Google did it?
Yeah, we're a Google partner, but they're the ones who decide who's eligible for placement. You know, Google has a reputation. They don't want to just throw any business owner up there, especially if it's not they can verify as legitimate, yeah. And they're telling people, hey, call this guy. They're basically recommending you. It's like a word of mouth chain online.
Yeah, I just thought that was pretty, that was pretty surprising, because I've never even, like, made a Google My Business or anything. Like, my only online presence is literally through Home Advisor, which I did, like, 2 months ago.
Right. Again, Home Advisor is a subsidy that uses Google in order to get the leads that they sell. So when you submit your information to a directory like Home Advisor and you go through those background screenings, that gets submitted to Google. Google's able to review that information. It's definitely something they take into consideration when a spot opens up, because you're paying a premium cost per lead. You know, we don't want to undercut their clients, but it's, you're already basically doing this. It's just you're in a position where you have a middleman that's going to upsell and sell you the leads individually rather than just allow the customers to contact you directly. So they definitely look at people who are using platforms like that as candidates, because they know you've been background screened already, so they know you're a trusted contractor, and obviously we'd be able to save you money with an offer like this and also generate a higher return on investment at the same time. So it's not a cold call, you know, it's premeditated. We don't want to waste the business owner's time calling them up, offering them something that's not better than what they're already using, you know, as well as for us. So that pre-screening definitely helps. You know, they make sure they do a good job of putting us on the phone with people that are going to make sense of using our services. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've already looked into what you're doing now, and we're very confident that, you know, with what we're offering here, you'll be able to see significant changes within your company, that you'll end up using the Google listing as your long-term solution and not actually paying per lead. But, you know, we have to prove that to you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's not about you being submitted to Google, Bill. Most of the people we sign up, we actually create their Google business pages from scratch. So they're not even on Google My Business. They don't even have any Google reviews or anything like that. It's a lot easier to build a business up from scratch than it is to go in with a guy who's got a 1-star rating over a bunch of reviews, and then we have to try to get those rescinded for him, you know, go through that process. Obviously, you run the risk of him
getting you guys rather work with people who are just getting started versus people who have bad reviews.
Yeah, it's easier to build them up and than it is to go and get a guy to change his behavior, and, you know, after you've gone through all the work of maybe fixing his reputation, and, you know, there's still that human being problem in there, though. He might go in there and generate some more bad
reviews. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, well, the only thing that has me a little bit worried is, like, I look at your, you know, I'm looking at you guys online. You have a lot of Google reviews, but for some reason, it's only 4 stars. Mm-hmm. So can you explain why it's like that?
Yeah, I mean, if you ever Google Disneyland, you know, Disneyland is a great place. You know, they call it the happiest place on Earth, but they got, you know, 4 stars. So we've been in business since 2004. So I can't say that every single person is happy unless they've gotten realistic expectation at point of sale. Sometimes business owners, they sign up for this without actually asking quite a lot of questions like you're doing. So they don't really get the timeline of like, hey, it's going to take at least 10 days before I see myself up there. You know, they think it's like, sometimes they think it's a flip of the switch thing. I think it just comes down to communication. I mean, any of the reviews you read through, they're all on an individual basis. But if you go to our Better Business Bureau, we do have an A+ rating with the BBB, which you're only able to maintain if you go back and actually resolve any issues or complaints against you. So even though somebody wrote a bad review at one point, they may still be an active client using our services and benefiting from our services. However, because they wrote that review, you know, they can't go in and delete those reviews. So they could always write another one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we do a really good job of correcting those issues. And we've had thousands and thousands of clients over our time in business. So even just that 605 reviews on Google is probably only like, you know, 1% of the clients that we've had over, you know, 17 years in business. And as you know, people are more inclined to write something negative than something positive. So the fact that there's a 4 out of 5 star rating there, I think it says a lot, actually. It's a good thing.
Oh, you guys are actually based in California.
Yeah, yeah. We're in Costa Mesa. So we're in Newport Beach. And, Costa Mesa and the Google's in Newport Beach, excuse me. So the Google headquarters that we report to is in, like, basically right next to us. I don't know if you're familiar with California at all. But any Google partner is going to be within arm's distance. Like, we're 5-minute drive away from them. They oversee our operations. You know, sometimes we go to their campuses for training. You know, we have to obviously review the product, go over things that we can promise business owners or can't promise business owners, things like that. So, yeah, we're California.
No, you're doing a business. The address is
Howard.
Or
Fountain Valley. 10175. Yeah. We have multiple locations. The one that I'm calling out of is the Costa Mesa location. And then we also have a call center in Fountain Valley. Fountain Valley is also in Orange County, so they're right down the street as well. They're all neighboring cities. If you pull up Google Maps, Costa Mesa, Newport Beach, Fountain Valley, they're all like within 5 miles. They're in Orange County, like right next to Disneyland. Mm-hmm. That's why I brought.
Yeah, because you know, like nowadays, people, the amount of scams out here nowadays is ridiculous. That's why, like, you know, you just can never be too careful because people do scams all the time. Like, I just not too long ago, just to let you know, just to like let you know how justified I am with being as cautious as I am usually cautious. I had somebody 2-3 days ago try to scam me $7,000 2-3 days ago.
Oh, geez.
And if I wasn't awake and aware of what I was doing, I would have lost $7,000. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because he's trying to pretend that he's a customer and this, that, like, okay, I want you to do this. He even went as far as to send me a fake check. And the whole process was just fishy to me. And I was like, nah, like, this doesn't feel right. You know, like, I can tell when something is too good to be true. And I just went ahead and, like, just canceled the whole thing just to find out that he was really just a scammer, you know?
Right. Yeah, obviously, always trust your instincts, you know? I hope you don't feel that way, you know, but we're a legitimate company. We've been around since 2004. I myself, I've been working here for 10 years. So I started here in 2012. We have an extensive track record, you know, various clients. So it's not a scam. Also, I'm putting you in a position where it's 30 days at a time on a month-to-month service. So, you know, obviously, if you felt it was a scam, you would just cancel us and request a refund.
Yeah. Well, you know, some scams, a lot of scams, you can't even do that. Like, once they take your money, they're gone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, we're not a scam. I mean, we have thousands of clients active. There's over 10,000 active clients that we have throughout the U.S. So we've been around for a very long time. So what I'm gonna do
just to make myself feel more comfortable, I feel like because everything you've been telling me so far has been kind of connecting and making sense. Like, I feel like you're telling me like actual data and facts, you know. So what I'm gonna do, like, I googled Local Splash, the one that costs the Mesa. I'm gonna go ahead and call the actual phone number, which is 877-635-6225. I'll call that, then I'll tell them to like connect me to you. And if it goes through, I'll feel more comfortable with like following through with the whole process.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I'll send over, like, once you sign up, I'll send over my direct number and extension. So it's the same number, but you hit extension 544 to call me directly. But obviously call into customer service first. So, you know, dial the 877, and then my name is Jonathan Hill. I'm the director here. I go by John, and then they'll have you transferred over to me.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do that. I'll probably be connected back to you in 5 minutes, I guess.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to leave the line dead, so that way they don't send me another company in the area while we're waiting for that. So you got to hang up the line.
Okay, all right, got you. So just give me a little bit.
No worries, I'll talk to you soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.